Thanksgiving is always a busy time for charities that feed the hungry, and Hurricane Matthew has forced many of those groups in Savannah to work overtime since early October. The storm created more need, but it's also inspired people to give back.
More than a month after Hurricane Matthew, many in Savannah are still recovering from the losses the storm brought. Food lost during the power outage, wages lost during the evacuation, homes lost to flooding and fallen trees. Some homeless people lost everything.
Well, we almost floated down the river.
That's Daisy Day. Since the storm, she and her boyfriend have been counting on donations from groups like Agape Empowerment Ministries more than ever.
We had a big tote that floated down the river. Lost all our first aid, everything like that. So now we're just slowly trying to build everything back up.
Despite reports to the contrary, the homeless authority did go around to homeless camps and tell people about the evacuation. But some didn't get the message. Others, like Daisy, decided to stay. I checked back in with her this week.
Are you getting most of the things you need back?
Yeah, piece by piece. You know, it's going to take time. But, you know, we survived it. But the storm still has its impact on all of us, you know.
Some local nonprofits are still feeling the impact, too. Cheryl Branch is executive director of Safe Shelter, which helps women escape abuse. The shelter is working to replace food lost during the power outage.
We're getting there. We're not probably quite at capacity.
Branch says people who usually donate are still recovering themselves, so giving is down. So far, ticket sales are lower than usual for the December gala, the shelter's biggest fundraiser of the year.
So if this falls really short, it's going to be, 2017 is going to be a very difficult year for us.
Mary Jane Crouch of America's Second Harvest Food Bank says much the same is true for other coastal charities.
We had a lot of people that came to us that said, I've always done food drives for you. I've always donated food to you for food drives, but right now I just don't have it.
But other nonprofits saw, well, a flood of support after the storm. At Emmaus House downtown, volunteer slots for weekly meals are booked into June. The group's executive director credits the community response to Hurricane Matthew for the influx. A few blocks away at Social Apostolate, it was Thanksgiving as usual this week.
We thank you for life, and we thank you for breath, and we thank you for health. And then most of all, we thank you for the donors has donated these items that we are able to give back to you. So when you get ready to pray, I want y'all to pray for the donors that has helped us. Amen.
About 130 people filed in for a prayer and a turkey lunch on Tuesday, served by a team of volunteers.
Thank you all so much.
You're welcome.
Happy holidays.
You enjoy it.
I'm going to certainly enjoy this.
Like other charities, Social Apostolate lost food to power outages and served far more people than usual in the days after the hurricane. But Sister Julie Frankie says with the help of a lot of donations, things are back to normal.
People are very good and want to be here to help those who have less than they do. And that's what makes our world a wonderful place to be.
For GPB News, I'm Emily Jones in Savannah.